Good morning once again. I thought I might talk about John the Baptist this morning and his relationship with Jesus. God calls prophet to sometimes prophesy about the near future or sometimes events that are far off. For example, the prophet Isaiah prophesied many things. Many prophecies about Jesus were spoken. They estimate there was over 300 prophecies about Jesus in the Old Testament, long before he was born. Isaiah 7:14, the virgin shall be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Approximately half the Old Testament was written by the prophets predicting future events. For example, the prophet Jeremiah kept warning the people of Israel to repent or they'd be sent into captivity. They didn't like it. A lot of times they would lock Jeremiah up or they put him in a pit one time, and he just didn't want to hear what God was saying to him because they didn't like the outcome. And then they eventually were sent away into captivity for 70 years as Jeremiah prophesies. And then Isaiah comes along and prophesies the birth of King Cyrus 150 years before he was born. And King Cyrus sent Ezra and Nehemiah to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. If you remember the story there, after the 70 years of captivity. Isaiah also prophesies the coming of John the Baptist. Let me just read a little bit here. I'm reading from Luke chapter 3 at the beginning. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, he was tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Idumea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, tetrarch of Abilene. This was during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. The word of the Lord came to John during this time, son of Zechariah in the desert. He went out to all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin, as it is written in the words of Isaiah the prophet. This is the prophecy about John the Baptist. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, and the rough ways smooth. And all mankind will see God's salvation. John the Baptist was a true prophet sent to prepare the way of the Lord. Luke 3:2, which I just read, confirms when it says, the word of God came to John. I'm going to read the rest of the chapter 3 here, starting at verse 7. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the tree, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What should we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, the man who has two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same. Tax collectors also came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you're required to, he said. And some soldiers asked him, what should we do? He replied, don't extort money. Don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat in the barn. He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. John, through the through the Holy Spirit, prophesies imminent judgment over the nation of Israel. Verse 7, he says, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? The axe is already at the root of the tree. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." Verse 17, his winnowing fork, talking about Jesus, is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and gather all the wheat into the barn and burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. John is talking about judgment with wrath and fire, unquenchable fire. He's not talking about the tongues of fire like at Pentecost or anything quite like that. He's talking about judgment fire, like the fire that fell on Sodom and Gomorrah when God destroyed those evil cities. During the time of John, things were hard. Harsh Roman rule, high taxes, probably high inflation. Many of the Pharisees and priests were not helping the people, but were imposing all types of regulations and lining their own pockets with whatever they could extort from the people. The people were looking for the long-awaited deliverer, the Savior of Israel. Different people had different ideas of who the Messiah was and what he was going to do. John the Baptist, like many others, was expecting a warrior Jesus, the Lion of Judah, who could come and set things right. He may have thought that, like many others, that Jesus would call down fire and destroy the current corrupt system. But the Jesus that showed up wasn't what John expected. Not a lion, but a lamb who said, "Turn the other cheek." A Messiah who taught, preached, healed, and fed the masses. The people said in Luke 7:16, I'm jumping up to now, "A great prophet has appeared among us. God has come to help his people." And then I'm going to read Luke 7:18-23. John's disciples told him about these things, about the what Jesus was doing. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord and asked, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?'" At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sickness, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." He was addressing that last sentence to John. "Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." He didn't want John to doubt him. But why was John doubting? Why was he asking if we should expect someone else? The works of Jesus had not brought the results John had hoped for, or a lot of the other people. You could say he was disappointed. Some suggest he was even prompting Jesus to do more. If John was a true prophet, how did he miss it? How did he miss that the lamb came instead of the lion? He didn't miss it. That's the point. John's prophecy was correct, but it wasn't for the day, but for thousands of years for the future. I'm going to turn to Revelation chapter 19, the rider on the white horse. "I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but himself. He is dressed in the robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword, which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God. On his robe and on his thigh he has the name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords." So John wasn't wrong about his prophecy. He was just a little premature on his arrival, like a few thousand years. Revelation 13 is referring to Jesus, the warrior king, coming back with the armies of heaven in our last days. As far as we know, John probably died before Jesus. They may have not known that his prophecy was real and accurate while he was still alive. He may have wondered if he was mistaken. How do we know if a prophet is true or false in these days that we're living in, the days of Revelation I believe we're in? Number one, do his prophecies line up with God's word? Number two, do their claims about the future come true? They may not be immediate, as in the case of John, so we look to the other characteristics of a true prophet. Number three, do their lives show the fruit of godly character? In these last days, the news media has become so corrupt and biased, it's become so distorted that some pastors call the media the prophets of Baal. However, it is important to remain aware of the world around us. What's happening in Israel right now, the Middle East, it's all lining up with God's word. In these last days, God is also raising up prophets for us. You see, there's a lot of prophets on TV, right, on YouTube. I would suggest we look to the true prophets for our news. It's up to us, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to discern who are the true prophets and who aren't. That's all I got. Anybody have anything to say? Feel free.